Rewind, 2024 edition on Web Radio Classics.
March 12, 1889. Alman B. Stauger stepped up to the counter at the U.S. Patent Office to file for his invention, the automatic telephone system. The system was installed in La Porte, Indiana in 1892. It worked, but not well enough. Mr. Bell's invention was deemed much more reliable. Good thing, or we would have been complaining about Ma Stauger instead of Ma Bell for years and years. March 12, 1912.
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C.
The Girl Scouts organization was founded on this day. Juliet Gordon Lowe of Savannah, Georgia, is the person credited with starting this group for young girls, figuring, of course, that if there were Boy Scouts, why not Girl Scouts, too? At first, the Girl Scouts weren't called Girl Scouts at all. They were called Girl Guides until the name was officially changed a short time later after the group's founding. On March 12, 1935... Paramutual betting became a reality as horse race bets were legalized in the state of Nebraska. There are still U.S. states where horse racing, betting, or other forms of legalized gambling still nag legislatures, despite the fact that other states have been participating in these activities for decades. March 12, 1951.
I better go outside and play.
The comic strip Dennis the Menace appeared for the first time in 16 newspapers across the U.S. The strip became an international favorite in thousands of newspapers and spawned a CBS TV program that starred Jay North as Dennis. On March 12, 1974... Wonder Woman, the TV movie, came to ABC TV starring... Are you ready? Kathy Lee Crosby. In November 1975, another Wonder Woman TV movie aired starring Linda Carter. Eventually, after a series of specials, Wonder Woman became a regular CBS TV show, still starring Linda Carter in the title role. Wonder Woman's real name, for those who have lost sleep wondering about such trivia, was Yeoman Diana Prince. And as a bonus bit of trivia, Wonder Girl, Diana's kid sister Drusilla, was played by Deborah Winger. How about that? On March 12, 1985...
If I win, you could be my secretary or something.
Sweet! Plus I could be your bodyguard, too. Or like, Secret Service captain or whatever.
Former U.S. President Nixon announced that he planned to drop Secret Service protection and hire his own bodyguards. The plan would save taxpayers about $3 million a year. Nixon said he was taking the action to do his part to help cut the federal deficit. Celebrating birthdays today...
Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret.
Academy Award-winning actress Liza Minnelli was born in 1946.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
And sweet baby James Taylor was born in 1948. The number one record on this date in 1960 was... Theme from A Summer Place by Percy Faith and his orchestra. And that's Rewind for March 12, 2024.
Listen for Rewind twice daily at 7:20 a.m. and 4:20 p.m. here on Web Radio Classics, the best music you forgot.